The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
We are in the book of Mark, and today we're looking at a wonderful miracle that positively changed a man's life. But there were those who objected to the miracle, wanting to negate Jesus and compassion. Let's think about those things today here on Grace in Focus. Grace in Focus is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you for joining us today. We are just delighted that you're with us. We want you to know more about us by going to our website, faithalone.org. There you can find out about our tuition-free online seminary where you can earn an MDiv degree. There are other things on the website as well. Check us out, faithalone.org. Now, with today's discussion from the book of Mark, here is Bob Wilkin along with Ken Yates.
And we're continuing a... what would you call it, Bob? Just a very, 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 very broad overview of the Gospel of Mark.
Right? Yeah, and we're picking out one passage in each chapter to kind of give people a feel for Mark's Gospel and also for your upcoming commentary on it.
Sure. That. We're in chapter 3 now, the first 6 verses, and here is where we are dealing with the Lord healing a man who had a withered hand. We would say he was crippled in his hand. The way I would like to look at this is we see here a confrontation with the religious leaders here.
Over the time at which he conducts the healing.
That's exactly right.
In other words, they don't really like Jesus healing anybody anytime.
Right.
But they can't say much if he heals somebody after Saturday sundown until the next Friday sundown. But between Friday sundown and Saturday sundown, he shouldn't be doing any healing. That's in their mind.
Right. We were talking about what we could call this, and what is the alliteration you came up with, the deadly dangers of legalism?
Yeah, the deadly dangers of legalism.
By the way, we can fall into this. We can be legalists as well. And certainly the religious leaders are. And leading up to this passage that we're going to look at here in chapter 3, we've already seen evidence of their legalism. For example, in chapter 2, there's a couple episodes. One is they have problems with Jesus fasting or not fasting. Now, in the Old Testament, there was only one day of fasting, but then the Jews added a few more to commemorate tragic days in their past. They instituted some fasts. But, of course, the Pharisees went above and beyond that. They said you got to fast twice a week, you know. And so they started adding all these requirements if you wanted to please God. They're not found in the Scriptures, but it allowed them to stand out as appearing more holy than other people because they kept all these rules.
Yeah, now let me just riff on that for a second, because you and I have both spoken in lots of churches, lots of conferences and things, and it's pretty common, wouldn't you say, for someone speaking at a church or a conference to give applications?
Mm-hmm.
But when we give applications, for the most part, we're not finding those in the text.
Right.
So for the most part, we're saying, in light of what this passage is saying, I think these would be 2, 3, 4 reasonable applications, right?
Right.
But how are our applications any different than the Pharisees and all their extended laws? I guess the difference is we don't say this is a law. We say this is a suggested application. But we do need to be careful, because if we're not careful, we're instituting laws. I remember Chuck Swindoll came out with a book called The Grace Awakening. A lot of grace people really liked it and said, boy, he was defending the free grace position of justification by faith alone apart from works. And I read the book and I was like, man, it's a great book, but it has nothing to do with justification. It has everything to do with sanctification. And he was writing about someone comes into your church with tattoos or body piercings. We need to accept them.
Right.
And we need to welcome them, and we need to try to win them to Christ. And if they're a believer, we need to try to disciple them. That's great. But he wasn't talking about lordship salvation or work salvation and saying, you know, those are legalistic, those are wrong. You know, I think the same thing could be true here, is that is this an issue related to sanctification or justification? Well, for the Pharisees, both.
Yeah. What would their views have been? They were obviously adding all these things on through their oral traditions, because that's what we're talking about, these man-made laws, and Jesus was not keeping them.
It annoyed them, right?
It annoyed them greatly.
Because here he is, supposedly this great prophet, great teacher, yet he didn't keep their laws, all of them. He kept some of them, and they were quite annoyed with him. And so they have this interaction here.
Right. And building up to chapter 3, we see, first of all, Jesus is eating with Levi and tax gatherers and sinners, and that annoyed them. So that's one of their legalistic
rules.
That's
right there with harlots.
Right. And so
harlots and tax collectors go together.
And then he's not fasting enough, so that annoyed them. And then in the verses that follow that, his disciples are eating, and it's a Sabbath day. They're hungry, and they're picking off grain and eating.
And then sifting in their hands.
That's right. You're harvesting. You're working because you're rubbing it in your hands and you're collecting it. And that went against their legalistic rules. So they're piling up. You know, they're piling up, and it's obvious that Jesus isn't playing the game.
Just jumping in here to make you aware of our magazine, Grace in Focus. It is a bi-monthly, 6 issues per year, 48-page magazine, full color. And we want you to subscribe by emailing your name and your snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. The subscription is free. It can be accessed electronically, or it can be actually physically sent to you if you live in the lower 48 United States. That's our Grace in Focus magazine. Send your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org.
And it's obvious that Jesus isn't playing the game with them. He's not doing all these extra things that they've added on to the Word of God in order to be pleasing in God's eyes.
Well, in some ways, he goes out of his way to annoy them.
Antagonize it, right?
Yeah, because he wants to make it very clear the distinction between what they're saying and what he's saying. And also, they need to understand, of course, he's Lord of the Sabbath.
Right, because we're going to see in chapter 3 here, he does something on the Sabbath that's kind of like the final straw with the Pharisees, you know.
Yeah, they're ready to kill him.
Yeah, and that's how it ends here in verse 6, that with Scary, we got to kill this guy. There's a lot of things we can see in this that when we have these legalistic rules, we can see where it can lead to. In the case of the Pharisees here, this is really bad because up to this point, like let's say the previous verses, the guys are hungry. They've missed lunch.
Right.
And the Pharisees would say, well, just go hungry. You know, you can't pick that wheat off and eat it. Yeah, we know you're hungry, but it's a Sabbath day. You can't be rubbing that stuff with your hands and eating it. So it's better if you just go hungry. But in chapter 3, it takes it to a new level. Because here in chapter 3, we have a guy who's crippled.
In his hand.
In his hand. And we maybe be able to assume that he can't work, for example. You know, this would keep him. And imagine in the first century, having an arm that didn't work. Or a ham that didn't work, you know, what impact that would have on your life, you know, when there's no Social Security network or whatever the case may be. This guy, you know, he was a pitiful sight, if you will. And it is a Sabbath day. There's a couple things about this. It says in verse 2, so Jesus is in a synagogue with this man, and the man has a withered hand. And in verse 2, it says, they, the religious leaders, watched him closely. They were keeping an eye on him.
Yeah.
And they were spying on him. He's already laid down the rules, like you said earlier. He's antagonizing.
But they weren't watching him closely so that they might see if he's the Messiah and believe in him.
Right.
They were watching him closely so they could trip him up.
Exactly. To see if he's going to blow off their legalistic rules again. That's what they're spying on him.
Yeah, so if he heals this man with the withered hand, in their mind, he's a terrible sinner.
Exactly. In fact, Mark says it. They were spying him to see if he would heal this man.
And he does, right?
And what's amazing is they don't want him to do it.
Right. They don't really care about the man in his hand. What they care about is their tradition.
Exactly. Just like they didn't care if the disciples were hungry in the previous verses. You're hungry? Hey, that's just too bad. yeah, the food's there.
Tradition,
just
yeah.
follow it. So in other words, they go from, okay, you're hungry. Hey, that's your problem. To here's a man who's crippled, who can't work. And they would be happier if he just remained that way.
Yeah.
So again, the level of pain or the level of consequences for the situation has been elevated.
Yeah.
And of course, Jesus says, which is better on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil? The point is, if Jesus can heal this man, and he can.
That's good.
Yes, that's doing good.
Right.
So if I don't heal him when I can, that's doing evil.
Yeah.
Is it better to save a life or to kill?
Yeah.
And the point here is, I can save this man's life. I can restore him where he can work. If he's got a family, now he can support his family. What should I do? Kill this guy in the sense of let him just remain this way, or save his life and his family, again, if he has one? And of course, Jesus does it. But what I like is, or something I want to point out, is verse 5. It says that the Lord looked around at them with anger.
Yes.
It's reached a different level with the Lord. You know, up to this point, okay, you don't want my disciples to have lunch. They're hungry. Your legalistic rules would say just remain hungry. But now you want to kill this man. You would rather this man just continue this way. And
they have no compassion.
No compassion, just like they had no compassion on the disciples. But this is worse. I believe this is the only place where this word for anger is used on the Lord. He just can't believe at the hard hardness of this. And the point of all this is where legalism, you said the deadly dangers of legalism, this is where it can lead. We can despise people if we allow this to happen. We can have no compassion, no mercy.
Right.
And these are the religious leaders. And what do? They decide they got to kill him. So to keep their legalistic rules where Jesus says, on the Sabbath, should you kill people? They go, you're absolutely right. We're going to kill
We've
you.
We've got one in mind.
That's right. We're going to kill you. And so we can see what happens when we add to God's
And I think
word.
they would say it was okay to kill on the Sabbath.
Sure. If it was Jesus. Right. And don't heal this man. Just let him remain the way he is. Let him remain in this state of death, of not being able to work and provide for himself or his
yeah.
family. So, yeah, this is
that's good stuff.
It's a terrible passage here.
And yeah. by the way, y'all need to see Ken's shirt. It says, Truth, the New Hate Speech. I'm cracking up. He comes with the most unusual shirts.
Well, that's because my wife buys them for me. It's
she
her
does?
Fault.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, say hi to Pam and to y'all. And remember, keep
grace in focus.
Be sure to check out our daily blogs at faithalone.org. They are short and full of great teaching, just like what you've heard today. Find them at faithalone.org/resources/blog. We would like to thank all of our financial partners who help us keep this show going. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can be a financial partner, visit us at faithalone.org. On our next episode, Jesus Reveals Secrets. Come back and join us. Until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.